The Earth eclipses the Sun in Peter's eye.
Where does it come from, this quest? This need to solve life's mysteries when the simplest of questions can never be answered.
Video of Claire's attempts to harm herself and her with Peter. Claire is handed a gun, and Matt directs traffic.
Why are we here? What is the soul? Why do we dream?
Matt hugs Janice, then is being kept in a locked room. Hero stops time.
Perhaps we'd be better off not looking at all. Not delving, not yearning.
Hero fights with his sword.
But that's not human nature, not the human heart. That is not why we are here.
Peter falls off a building, then fights with Claude.
Yet still we struggle to make a difference, to change the world, to dream of hope, never knowing for certain who we will meet along the way.
Nathan jumps into the air and flies away.
Who among the world of strangers will hold our hand?
Kirby Plaza Building, New York City.
Touch our hearts. Share the pain of trying.
Nikki and DL hug.
You don't love him.
Everything I've done, I did for them.
Lindemann shoots, but DL takes the bullet.
You should have taken the money.
His eyes widen suddenly as DL's hand plunges into the back of his head. He falls to the floor.
Why did you take that bullet? You could have let it phase right through you. It's okay.
Go. Forget about me. Save Micah.
Hit it! You can get us out of here. You can walk us through this wall.
I don't know if I can.
You gotta do this.
Nikki supports him as he staggers to his feet. He presses his hand on a wall as Nikki clings to him.
You can do this.
Guards burst in. Thompson sees Matt and Bennett on a monitor.
Surveillance picked him up in the elevator.
What does he want?
Molly. What am I thinking now, Parkman?
Your last thought.
Bennett fires at Thompson before he can. Then Bennett and Matt head off. They find Molly cowering on the floor by her bed. Mohinder knocks Matt out.
Lower your gun.
Bennett aims at Molly.
Shoot me if she dies. As long as she's alive, my daughter will never be safe. None of them will.
You'll take the life of one little girl to save another?
If I have to. Taking her life would save thousands.
And Thompson? Did you save thousands of lives by killing him?
No. Just my own.
Molly sees Matt coming round.
Officer Parkman?
Molly?
You know this man?
I told you he was coming. He promised to keep me safe.
That's right. Nobody is gonna hurt you.
Molly smiles. Jitetsu Arms, New York City. Hiro looks up and down the street as his father comes outside. Ando must have thought I would give up. He took a sword and went after Sila alone. He'll die.
Yes, probably. But that's not your concern right now. You must remember your mission. The world is at stake.
I must go after him. I will not abandon my friend.
Then you have already lost.
Father, my whole life you have looked at me with disappointment. I do not wish to lose you now. But I cannot let my friend die. Not when I have the power to stop it.
Don't forget your legacy. The wind at the back of history.
He holds out a sword in both hands, and Hiro accepts it with a respectful bow. With a smile, he closes his eyes and disappears in front of his father, whose unreadable expression barely changes. Chapter 23, How to Stop an Exploding Man. Isaac Mendez's loft, New York City. Silas stands up, holding a paintbrush and palette. His eyes become opaque and white, then visions race rapidly across one of them. He steps up to a large blank canvas on an easel. A bold, colorful image begins to form upon it. Another figure slowly coalesces, two men facing each other. Sila blinks and his eyes return to normal as he looks across at a painting of Peter flying.
Peter Petrelli.
He telekinetically slices the painting in two. Heroes, created by Tim Kring. A news broadcast proclaims Petrelli wins.
I challenge everyone here tonight to inspire by example, to fight the battle, no matter the cost. Because the world is sick, spinning out of control. But we can heal it.
Heidi and the boys should be landing in Nantucket any minute. Chopper's gonna meet us up on the roof in an hour.
Thank you all very much. Thank you.
What is it, Ma?
It's Linderman. He's dead.
How?
Someone got to him in his office. He was murdered. This is a terrible tragedy, Nathan.
She rests her hands on his back.
Yes, it is.
But it doesn't change anything. The plan wasn't just his. You know that, Congressman.
After the explosion, the city is gonna need me, Ma. America is gonna need me. The world. This changes nothing.
She clasps his face in her hands and kisses his forehead. Nikki helps DL along as he clutches the bullet wound in his middle.
42, Mike is on the floor.
You're cool, I'm gonna slow you down.
I'm not leaving you, you'll die if I do.
I can't go with you, Nick. You're gonna have to do this alone. You have to find Micah. You can. You were strong enough. You always have been.
Nikki kisses him.
I'm coming back for you. You stay right here, you understand me?
Lindemann's guards will be all over us if they find Thompson's body.
Maybe you should have thought that before you shot him.
It was self-defense.
And Molly Walker? What's your excuse for nearly shooting her?
She's dangerous. You're gonna need to start trusting me, Dr. Suresh.
Yes, because that's worked out really well for me before.
Look, the organization I used to work for once stood for something. Now it's been corrupted.
Used to work for?
The only thing that's important to me now is protecting my family.
Never let Molly be used to hurt anyone. She can do good in this world.
I don't think you understand the true nature of this organization.
And you don't understand how important she is to me. Those are my antibodies that saved her. I'm responsible for her life.
Hey, there's something wrong with Molly.
Bennett and Mohinder have dumped Thompson's body in a bin.
Dad.
Claire, where are you?
Still in New York. I'm with Peter, but there's a problem.
Ted Sprague's dead. Sadler killed him. Dad?
Put Peter on the phone, please.
He wants to talk to you.
Hello. When you came into contact with Ted, you absorbed his power.
That's right.
Well, now that Tyler's absorbed it too, I think you may be the only one who can stop him.
Now all we have to do is find him. Any idea where we start?
There's a tracking system here. We're trying to fix it now. As soon as we do, we'll find him.
And if you don't?
You just stay close to Claire's phone.
Okay. I'll contact you the second we have a location.
Whatever you do, you keep Claire safe. Understand?
Yeah.
Glancing at Claire, Peter hangs up, then steers the car into an underground car park.
What are we doing here?
He stops in front of Nathan, who's standing arms folded and looking grim.
I actually believed you. You lied to me. You said you weren't going to call him.
I know, but think about it, Claire. We can't do this alone.
No, you think about it. We can't trust him.
Yes, we can trust him. Nathan has never let me down.
Nathan doesn't care about you. He doesn't care about anyone. He doesn't care about me, and I'm his own daughter. We do not need him.
Yes, we do.
Why?
Because I'm afraid. Okay? And I need my brother to help us.
You lied to me, Peter. I trusted you.
They stare at each other, then Peter gets out.
What's the emergency?
The bomb. It's not me, it's Siler.
Siler?
He killed Ted Sprague, which means he's radioactive. If he explodes... Look, I know that this is a lot to process, but it is real, I swear. And I don't have a lot of time to find him.
What do you want me to do?
I don't know, just help me.
Claire, it's just too dangerous.
No, she has to stay with me.
She's just a kid, Pete.
If I find Siler and I'm able to stop him, then she's the only one who can stop me if something goes wrong.
You're gonna be fine.
How do you know?
You told me you could regenerate, that you could survive. There's nothing you can do to stop it, Peter. You're all gonna die. What is it?
Claire was right about you.
Claire has left the car and hurries away, but runs into Angela.
What are you talking about?
Peter realizes Claire has gone.
Claire? Claire?
Peter!
Peter becomes invisible.
Claire!
He reappears in a back street. His hands begin to glow.
No, 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 this isn't happening.
He falls to the ground, unconscious.
How much longer before she's up and running?
She's not a machine.
I just gave her the transfusion. It'll take some time.
It'll take too much time and the city will pay for it. Siler's out there.
You mean the boogeyman?
Don't try to get up.
I can do it. I can tell you where he is.
Okay, so how do we do this?
I think about him in my mind, and I point to him on the map there. I need a pushpin.
So you can find anyone in the world, you just need to think about them?
Almost anyone.
Almost.
There's only one that I can't.
Who's that? Is it someone bad, Molly, like the boogeyman?
No. He's a lot worse.
Why don't you want to find him?
Because when I think about him, he can see me.
Matt stares at Molly.
Molly, can you think about Siler now?
She nods and opens an atlas. As Matt, Mohinder and Bennett watch, she leafs through the pages with one hand, holding up a pin in the other. She seems to be in pain, and her hand trembles over a map of New York. She pushes in the pin.
He's there.
It's Lower East Side. Somewhere around Reed Street.
Isaac's loft.
Isaac Mendes? The painter? Who?
Gotta call Peter.
Why don't you let me answer that for you?
Angela takes Claire's mobile.
Hello?
Claire?
No, this is her grandmother.
Where is she?
Where she belongs, with her family. Dad!
I'm her family.
The man we gave her to look after, to keep safe. Job you haven't done particularly well.
What are you going to do with her?
Take her someplace far enough to keep her out of harm's way. I suggest you do the same. There isn't much time.
Let me say goodbye to her.
Coldly, Angela holds out the phone and Claire rushes to take it.
Dad.
Claire, are you okay?
Yeah. I'm just trying to get away from these people.
No, no.
You're better off going with them.
What?
She's right.
You shouldn't be here. But as soon as you're safe out of the city, you try and get away. Do you understand?
Yeah.
I need to find Peter. Where is he?
I don't know. They won't tell me.
That's long enough, dear.
Tell me you have a plan, Dad.
I have a plan. I love you, Claire.
I love you, too.
We have a new priority. Peter Petrelli, we have to find him.
What for? We know where Siler is. We can go after him.
No! Not without Petrelli. He's the only one who can stop him.
I've come 3,000 miles. I left my pregnant wife at home. He's a bad guy. I'm a cop. I'm going after him.
Then he will kill you.
Yeah, we'll see.
On the dark ground in the back street, Peter opens his eyes. He lifts his face off the quiet street. He pushes himself up and gets to his feet. He frowns, realizing he's standing in a large greenhouse. He looks around in confusion and sees himself in blue hospital uniform pushing Charles DeVoe in a wheelchair with his mother walking with them. They emerge onto a roof terrace overlooking New York City.
Here you are, sir.
Thank you.
As he heads inside, he meets Simone coming out.
Hi. I'm Peter. I'm your father's new nurse.
Yes, I've heard. I'm Simone DeVoe.
Nice to meet you.
Your mother seems to know my father somehow.
Yeah, she's, Sorry. Yeah, my mother, she's full of surprises.
I want to thank you. I know it's a real hard job.
Dying's hard. What I do, it's just... I'm here to help.
Oh, you're a real hero, to care for a perfect stranger like this.
This may sound strange, but your father's last few weeks, his death. It could be beautiful if you let it be.
Sure, piece of cake.
I'm not saying it's not tragic for you. I'm just saying, you know, death is the one thing that connects us all. Reminds us that what's really important is who we've touched and, you know, how much we've given. Makes us realize that we have to be good to one another. See, your father, he's the real hero. Not me.
Come on, I'll show you the apartment. Get you settled in.
Believe me, if he knew, you'd know. There's a look you just can't hide when it first shows. What about Nathan?
Lindemann tells me Nathan will be ready to play his part.
Well, he's been wrong before.
Meaning what, exactly?
I think that Lindemann is betting on the wrong brother.
Are we talking about the same Peter here?
I look in Peter's eyes, I see compassion, empathy, but most of all, I see hope. This world won't be saved on strength. What it really needs is heart, and that's Peter.
Charles, don't get me wrong. I love Peter, but that poor kid can barely get out of his own way. He's ruled by insecurities. He's weak. No, trust me. This bomb is going to go off. And Nathan is going to be the one the world turns to.
I don't believe this tragedy is inevitable.
Well then, one of us is going to be right. One of us won't.
Well, I'm glad I won't be alive to see which one that is.
You are in my prayers, Charles.
I could use them.
Goodbye, my dear, dear friend.
Peter watches his mother kiss Charles on the forehead, then walk inside. Charles lifts a cup off a saucer.
I know you're there, Peter.
Peter frowns. Charles appears to be looking straight at him. Isaac Mendez's loft, New York City. Holding a sword in both hands, Ando creeps into the building. He stalks through the apartment cautiously, then frowns, seeing the completed painting of the two men confronting each other. It's Siler and Peter. His foot skids on wet blood on the floor. His eyes widen, sensing someone behind him. Siler. He spins round, but Siler telekinetically whips the sword out of his grasp. He grabs Ando by the throat and slams him against a window. A copy of Ninth Wonders.
Looks like you dropped something.
Siler picks it up and flicks through it.
Comic book that predicts the future. What will they think of next? You're kidding. This is how Isaac thought I'd die, stabbed by a silly little man.
Shiro is not silly.
You should have seen the look on his face when he tried to kill me.
You cannot take my brain.
Please. What would I want with your brain?
Siler points at Ando.
Where is Peter Petrelli?
I don't know.
He starts slicing Ando's scalp, and Hiro appears behind him.
Where is he?
Hiro retrieves the sword.
Let him go!
I don't think I'm going to.
Hiro!
It's okay. I'm here to save you.
All you have to do is stop time before I cut off his head. Do you think you can do your little trick before I can do mine?
Don't worry about me. Just stab him.
Hiro and Siler stare intensely at each other. Hiro closes his eyes and vanishes. Siler's eyes widen a tiny bit in surprise. Hiro reappears next to Ando, then they both vanish, leaving Siler frustrated.
Micah!
Nikki finds an open door and tentatively pushes it open wider. Jessica's sitting demurely on a sofa inside.
You can't be here.
Look what you did.
Jessica turns to look at Micah lying on the floor, not moving.
Oh my God, Micah.
It's all your fault, Nikki. DL, now Micah, they're both gone. Because you are weak.
Micah, please.
The wrong sister died. It should have been you. Face it, Nikki. You're nothing. I'm the one they needed.
Jessica kicks Nikki. Matt cocks his pistol, edges up to Isaac's front door, and goes inside with his gun raised. He looks about him, taking in his surroundings, and sees the large comic book-style painting of Claire's distressed face. Another painting shows Hiro and Ando, another shows a sultry Jessica. He looks down and sees the thick, dark red blood on the floor where Ando slipped in it. Matt then sees the painting depicting the showdown between Siler and Peter. He hurries away. At the Kirby Plaza building.
Molly, we need to go now.
Where are we going?
Officer Parkman called. He believes that Siler... He believes the boogeyman is on his way.
No. He's not on his way. He's already here.
Mohinder looks at Molly, worried.
I have to get some paperwork. I'm not going to be coming back to my office.
Helicopter's picking us up from the roof in 10 minutes. When the jet lands tomorrow morning, you'll be safe.
But everyone else will be dead.
Claire and Angela stare at each other, then they both look over at Nathan.
How can you do nothing to stop this?
It's inevitable, dear. There's nothing anyone can do about it.
That's insane! Nothing is inevitable. The future is not written in stone.
I'm afraid this one is.
If everything is so inevitable, then why has she been trying to keep us apart all these years?
There are things you simply aren't mature enough to understand yet.
Yeah. Like how you can let your own son die like this. Your own brother.
He's not gonna die.
Thanks to you, Peter has the ability to survive.
So he lives and kills millions of people. How can you let him be responsible for something like that? And how can you live with yourself if he is?
Claire, I know that it's hard for you to trust me right now. But this is all gonna make sense very soon. I promise.
We are offering you everything you've ever wanted, Claire. A place to belong. A family.
The three of them stand together for a moment. Then Claire allows herself to be drawn into Nathan as he hugs her. He looks over at his mother, who smiles knowingly.
I already have a family.
No!
Claire runs and dives out of the window. She falls several stories down to the ground and lands on a quiet road surrounded by broken glass. Nathan and Angela watch as she stands up and walks off unsteadily down the street.
I know what you're thinking, Nathan. Let her go. You understand.
Nathan has a mad look in his eyes. Jessica's violently beating up Nikki, knocking her against a mirror and to the floor.
How many times have I saved your ass? I'm the only reason that you're still alive.
Her face is in the mirror.
Nikki, that's not me. Stop her. Find Micah. What? I said, stop her. That's not me.
I'm not strong enough.
Who the hell are you talking to?
Nikki thumps the Jessica imposter, sending her flying across the room where she falls to the floor unconscious and morphs back into Candace. Then Micah disappears.
Mom? Micah! Mom, in here! It's Mom!
Mom. Is it really you?
Nikki looks in a mirror behind him.
Just me.
She bends down and hugs Micah tightly. Elsewhere in the building, Mohinder and Molly are making their way carefully along a corridor when they see DL lying motionless and bloodied on the floor. Mohinder pulls Molly back, then goes to take another look himself.
Wait! He could be a bad guy.
They both go up to him.
Okay, we need to get him out of here.
Molly runs to the lift and presses the call button, which flashes on, then off.
It's not working.
They must have shut it down. Okay, I need to look out. Can you do that? Stand over here and keep an eye out. If anyone comes, tell me straight away.
Yamagato Industries, Tokyo, Japan. Hiro and Ando appear in the office.
Hiro! Yattaze!
Hiro, you did it! You were faster than Siler!
Now I'll go back.
We can go back together. Surprise him.
No, Ando. This part of my journey, I must finish alone.
But I'm afraid.
I know. You have shown me what bravery is.
Your whole life, you talked about your favorite stories. Star Wars, Star Trek, Superman, Kenzie. All the heroes you wanted to be. One day, people will tell the story of Hiro Nakamura.
Hiro takes off his sword sheath and gives it to Ando. So you know I'll be back.
But your sword?
It is not the sword, it is the man. This man is ready.
俺の生き様を見てろ。
ヒロ。
ヒロ、you look badass.
本当？
Really? They both smile. Then Hiro takes the sword, squeezes his eyes shut, and disappears. Charles's roof terrace.
Invisibility. Always thought that that would be a good one to have.
I don't understand. How is this happening? You're alive. Is this a dream? Am I time traveling? Are you doing this?
Doesn't really matter what it is, does it? Only that you're here now.
Yeah, but I saw you speaking to my mother. You know about the bomb. You know about everything.
You came here because you needed to. You needed to hear the truth before you could save the world.
I saved the world.
You've had the power all along, Peter. You just needed to learn how to use it.
Why me?
Because there has to be one that's good. There always has. And your heart has the ability to love unconditionally. Like I told you, in the end, all that really matters is love.
They look at each other, an understanding passing between them.
I'm tired now.
Peter's earlier self.
Let's get you your rest then, sir.
Call me Charles.
Peter. Peter. Wake up, wake up.
Peter wakes in the back street with Bennett staring at him.
I must have blacked out. How did you find me?
I told you. We have a tracking system.
And where's Claire?
She's safe. She's with your mother.
My mother?
Yeah. They're on their way out of the city right now.
Okay. Then you need to leave too. I don't think I can control this.
No. I'm staying with you. You saved my daughter's life. I told you I owed you for that. Consider this payback.
Yeah, but if I can't stop Siler, if I lose it, I could...
I'll put you down myself.
Bennett puts his gun away.
Don't worry. I'm a pretty good shot.
Thank you, Mr. Bennett.
Call me Noah.
Come on.
They set off.
The guards are coming.
Nikki and Micah.
Dad!
We have to go.
Nikki pulls the handle off a door, and Micah presses the lift button.
It won't work. Yes, it will.
Nikki helps DL up as Micah presses the button again.
Come on, DL. Come on! Dad!
The lift's arrived, and they get in just as the guards appear.
Doesn't look like there's many places to hide. Are you sure about this tracking system?
It's here. Don't worry.
Bennett takes out his gun.
All right, look, all right. Then that means he's hiding in plain sight.
Siler taps Bennett on the shoulder, then telekinetically throws him against a wall. Peter backs away from Siler in shock.
What took you so long?
Haven't I killed you before?
Didn't take.
Siler reaches out his hand and begins choking Peter telekinetically.
You think I'm gonna let you ruin it all? Take all the glory?
Matt shoots at Siler, but he simply turns and stops the bullets in midair, then reverses their direction. They rip into Matt, and he slumps to the ground. As the other group are leaving the Kirby Plaza building, Mahinda rushes over to Matt. Still with his stranglehold on Peter, Siler wrenches a parking meter from its mount and smashes Peter to the ground with it.
Did you really think you could stop me?
Nikki grabs the parking meter and hits Siler.
Mom! Dad needs your help!
Go back to your family. I got this.
Nikki goes, and Peter punches Siler in the face hard. Kneeling on the paved ground, Siler touches his cut lip and fixes his grin on Peter. Both notice Peter's hands have begun to glow intensely.
Wait! No! No!
Siler gets to his feet.
Turns out you're the villain, Peter. I'm
hero.
Zaira!
You.
Hero runs at Sylar and drives his sword all the way through him. Hero pulls his sword out and Sylar sinks to the ground.
Hero!
Peter Petrelli!
You can stop this!
How?
I need you to kill me!
Sylar sends Hero flying across the plaza. Speeding towards a wall, Hero vanishes and Sylar's head slumps onto the ground. His eye has turned milky white and reflects images of the people he's killed, then finally his own dead body. Peter looks in panic at his glowing hands and sinks to his knees. He hunches forward, grimacing manically. As he tends to Matt, Mohinder looks across at Peter, as do Micah, Nikki, DL and Molly. Struggling with pain, Bennett slowly raises his gun in trembling hands. Claire comes running and rushes over to Bennett. She sees the gun in his hands and looks over at Peter. As Peter struggles to remain calm, Claire takes the gun from Bennett's grasp and approaches Peter. Peter's whole body has begun to pulse with light. As Claire gets nearer, he stands up and faces her. She levels the gun at him with tears in her eyes.
Do it!
Bennett watches anxiously.
Do it! You're the only one, Claire!
Tell me there's no other way, please!
Shoot me! There is no other way.
Nathan flies in and lands next to his brother.
Yes, there is, Claire.
Everyone watching looks on in surprise.
The future isn't written in stone.
I took his power, Nathan. I can't control it. I can't do anything.
I'm not leaving you, Peter. There's another way to end this, and you know it.
I can't let you die.
And I can't let everyone else.
Nathan looks at the distraught Claire briefly, then turns back to Peter.
You saved the cheerleader, so we could save the world.
I love you, Nathan.
I love you, too.
Nathan glances at the sky.
You ready?
Nathan steps up to Peter, clasps him tightly, and rockets up into the night sky with him. Claire looks up at them, as does Mohinder. Molly, Micah, Nikki, and DL walk slowly into the plaza. Bennett limps towards his daughter and follows her gaze up into the sky. A momentary burst of golden light, as bright as the sun, briefly turns night into day. Claire weeps softly as she watches the explosion flicker. Bennett strokes Claire's long blonde hair and holds her close. Molly clings onto Nikki's arm, and DL draws Micah in close to them. Sylar lies motionless on the paving stones. Sometime later, police cars and an ambulance are on the scene. Mohinder walks through the plaza with Molly.
Wait!
Matt's on a stretcher.
Please don't die, Officer Parkman. You're my hero.
He's unconscious and is wheeled away.
We dream of hope. We dream of change. Of fire, of love, of death. And then it happens. The dream becomes real. And the answer to this quest, this need to solve life's mysteries, finally shows itself. Like the glowing light of a new dawn.
Bennett sits with Claire and drapes his jacket around her shoulders.
Let's go home.
Home where our house burnt down.
Home is anywhere our family is together.
You've got a plan, right?
He looks her in the eye with a calm smile, and she smiles back. They get to their feet. Bennett has his right arm in a sling and puts his left around Claire.
So much struggle for meaning, for purpose. And in the end, we find it only in each other. Our shared experience of the fantastic and the mundane.
A trail of blood leads from where Sila was lying to a storm drain.
The simple human need to find a kindred, to connect, and to know in our hearts that we are not alone.
A cockroach crawls over the open drain cover. End of Volume 1. Volume 2. A solitary hawk wheels in the blue sky over green mountains and meadows. Generations. Hiro lands heavily in the grass. He lifts his head and squints through his spectacles to get his bearings. His eyes widen, seeing a row of ancient Japanese warriors, some on horseback, flying red banners, and armed with bows and arrows. The warriors draw back their bowstrings as they prepare to fire. Hiro makes a run for it, but stops, seeing a lone figure on horseback appear over a hilltop in front of him. One of the men on horseback draws a sword. The lone rider draws his, which has the strange helix symbol on its hilt. Hiro is caught in the middle. The lone rider rides under his own white banner, which also bears the mysterious symbol. Outside Kyoto, Japan, 1671. The lone rider lowers his sword and stares into the sky as a shadow moves swiftly over him. The archers lower their bows and also look skywards with their leaders as everything darkens. Hiro stares into the sky at the sudden solar eclipse. To be continued.
Heroes cast uncover sides of their character that are seen nowhere else on the bbc.co.uk/two-dimensions website, where you can find out about the creative inspiration behind the two-dimension films.